Hola y buenos días. ¿Cómo están ustedes? Me llamo Ricardo de la Raza. I want to tell you a little about my oldest friend, Denny Flores, or better known to some music lovers as Chuck Grillo of Chuck Grillo and the Champs. I knew Denny when as young kids we both picked fruit in the Salinas Valley in the early 40s. Denny was always interested in the music. For as long as I could remember, he would hum and make up the tunes. But there was always one specific tune he would hum. Later on, when he became a musician, he mastered and played that particular tune on the saxophone and the piano. Denny moved to the Los Angeles area in the early mid-50s. He played at local clubs and other venues. Soon, he became a studio player, trumpeting his melodic tones on several recordings for various music companies. One day, in the late mid-50s, Denny was asked to play the piano and the sax on a well-known record promoter session. The tune, Train to Nowhere, was being promoted. When they finished the recording of that tune, Denny was asked to come up with something for the B-side. He did, and that tune that he had rolling around in his head for the last decade or so simply jumped out of his mental computer and erupted into the microphone. That song surprised everyone, including Denny, when the A-side, Train to Nowhere, went nowhere, and the B-side became an instant worldwide smash hit song all the way to the top, baby. That song was Tequila. Denny was misled down the primrose lane of the recording industry, even after he won the Grammy Award in 1958. He never received a dime of royalty from Tequila. Boludos hijos de puta. Sorry, those sons of bitches really screwed my old carnal. Those cabrones even told my pal Denny to say he was Italian and not Mexican. That really hurt my buddy. Denny's life slowly metamorphosized, and not for the better. He became an alcoholic, a drug addict, and a womanizer. Denny eventually got married 5 times and was near death during an almost terminal drug binge. He finally, and more importantly and luckily, met the right woman, and the things in his life began to change. She was a magnificent equalizing factor, and with her help, he gave up that life of misery. Everything was perfect except for the torment he felt for not receiving royalties from his song, Tequila. Both of Denny's parents passed away while he was on a tour. When he got to the cemetery, a strange phenomenon occurred. He finally was able to surrender all of his desperation, and as he picked up his sax, he played Amazing Grace. That tune segued into Tequila. He knew that his parents would both be proud of him, and he at long last achieved true serenity. As Denny continued to play that day, the notes seemed to drift out of his sax and dance around on the ground as they never, ever had before.